Now on the line I have Mark Scott Lennon. He's the General Manager, Director of Fitzpatrick Castle Hotel in Killiney. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me on.
Absolutely delighted. Mark, maybe you give us a bit about the history of the Castle Hotel in Killiney.
Great, yeah. So it was purchased by my grandfather, Paddy Fitzpatrick, in 1970. And it's been in the family since. So he bought it initially. It had about 13 rooms out the back of the main castle building, and it's now an 113 bedroom hotel with leisure centre, conference facilities, and all the bells and whistles. So it's come quite a long way in the last 48 years or so.
I used to work for Tesco out in Dunleary in the head office, and we used to hold quite a number of functions up there. And being a Northsider, I always compared it with Clontarf Castle as like a balance between the two. You know, the south side version and the north side version.
Exactly, we get that a lot.
Yeah, no, it's a. I always found it a beautiful, warm, welcoming facility. Yeah, really, really great.
Oh, great! Thank you very much. That we try to provide.
The other thing that always noted about it was, you put a lot of emphasis on being part of the community.
Absolutely. Well, we're very blessed to be in the Killiney Dorkey locality, and there's just a huge amount of local support, a lot of residential people around, and as you mentioned, your story with the events with Tesco, there's numerous people, even now, every day, you'll have people coming in and going, geez, I had my debts here, I had my wedding here, I was at, various number of events. So because it's been here such a long time, it really is part of the local community. It's even funny anecdotes, I enjoy that it's the lobby is almost like a local living room as such, and we recently changed a carpet in the lobby, and we had and people come in, it's grey and it was blue, and you'll have people coming in like you've changed the carpet in their living room while they're in making a cup of tea. Pass and comment on the colour, and they preferred the old one or they prefer the new one. So it's funny, it's a unique type of business.
Yeah, no, it is, and that is very much like the Clontarf Castle is the exact same on the north side. That, you know, in Clontarf it would be a rendezvous place for an awful lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing I always remember, the Chamber of Commerce would always have their dues up there, and it was great.
Yeah, they still have a good few, and we have their business awards here in September, I believe. They're great supporters, and they hold a good few meetings here, and we're active members of the chamber, so it's great.
You also do quite a lot of charitable work, and you're quite involved in the like the things like Respect, and I believe you're selling the penguins for Peter McVerry, isn't that right?
Yeah, we have PJ the penguin, so he's a feature on our Instagram every year around Christmas time. But it's kind of the hotel mascot, and it's a small cuddly penguin toy that we sell behind the front desk. But we the proceeds of it go to Peter McVerry Trust. So, and we also with Respect, we've had the kind of Respect have their big ball in January every year, and they've been maybe 30 years with us every year, so it's great. It's a big thing in our calendar for that ball, and then we try to do other ad hoc events with them as well, and we did a walk around the local area to try raise funds for them, so we try to do our bit.
But you know, that sort of thing, and I say this about a lot of business, and I like to give credit where it's due. It is so important for businesses, and particularly local businesses, to be active in their community, in the things that matter to people, just like the Peter McFerry Trust and Respect, you know, they matter to people. They're things that people really care about.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also try to support. There's a lot of on a much smaller scale, but you know, we try to support people with vouchers and vouchers for stays, for raffles, and for, you know, local clubs and local charity efforts. So we, you know, anything that's local, we try to support and give back in that way, sending local charitable.
The other thing, I believe you're spending quite a bit of money doing up the place.
Maybe we are, thank God. Great fun spending money.
It is paying it back is the problem.
Yeah. We don't worry about that. we're blessed now to have a new relationship with the Bank of Ireland the last couple of years after some tough years, as everyone had during the recession. So we probably have to spend a large amount of money, about $350,000 a year, to keep a place like this going, just refurbishments and maintenance of a property. So we didn't spend that for a number of years during the downtime. So we've spent about €1 million in the last year and a half to 2 years on the place, and we're kind of continuing to try spend to improve the product for all our repeat guests and all the people who are very loyal to us. And we're very proud of the castle, so it's important that we maintain it well.
Maybe you just run through some of the renovations that you're doing, or refurbishments.
It's an interesting one with hotels, because, you know, they sound like big numbers that you are spending, and they are, but it's just the main things the customer would notice. We've done up about 40 bedrooms, so our executive rooms, we did up about 40 of them last year. We did our new library cocktail bar, so I don't know, you might be familiar with the old bar with the gates on the way into it and the main lobby, so we've closed that off, and it's more kind of like a vintage, old feel, comfortable, relaxing area, cocktail bar. And we also done up our restaurant downstairs, Mapus, and the Dungeon Bar on the ground floor. So we've done quite a lot in the public areas, as well as refurbished both of our function rooms recently. But on the spend, there's some big ticket items like roofing and you know, balcony repairs and that kind of thing that are run into the hundreds of thousands that add nothing from the customer perspective. So that's always a challenge when you're spending that kind of money.
Yeah, and you mentioned there the roofing. That is, particularly with a building like that, like yours, it's a bit of a nightmare.
Days like today don't do us any favours.
Exactly, yeah. And the damage, if you get it wrong, the damage that can do to a lot of other things in the building are just frightening to think of the costs.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned earlier, we the original part of the castle is 1741, but since my granddad bought it in 1970, we've built on in three or four different phases. So there's all different ages of building around on site, and all different types and styles of roofing. So yeah, it's a big cost, but so it's just the way it is.
1741. Who had it originally?
Robert Warren is the most famous occupant. So he had the main house, and he had the park behind. He actually built the obelisk in Killiney, in at the top of the park there. He's the most famous occupant, and there's been various ones over the years.
But I believe, and this is something, it's close to my heart, this one, I have to say, you've brought back the bottomless barbecue. Just started last week.
Indeed. Yeah, well, hopefully the weather picks up for Friday, but we're doing our bottomless barbecue, so it's all-you-can-eat food, and we also do complimentary Prosecco from 6 to 8 during it, so... when the weather is fine, it's great, and we have it out in our front lawn and with our lawn bar. It's generally a great atmosphere and a bit of music. And last year was very good for us with the sun, so we're hoping for that again this year.
Yeah, that's why I mention it. It's something that a few people mentioned to me. Just the fun of being outdoors and it in such lovely surroundings, and that it's just it's a great treat to start the weekend off.
So we're doing a Midsummer's Night on the 21st of June. So that band you just played is Spring Break. So people be very well aware of them. They play in the Button Factory every Christmas. They're an 80s tribute band and they're absolutely brilliant. So they're playing here on the 21st of June. So we're selling tickets either just to come see them with a DJ, a late bar after that, or if you wanted to come and have the barbecue as we discussed before, and then go see the show. So it should be a great night and we're looking forward to it.
And all the information of that is on your website, isn't it?
Absolutely, and all our social media channels as well, Instagram and Facebook. So
great. But I have to talk about Spring Break. It's, you know, you heard them there, they sound really good, but visually they really do a show. They're something else.
Yeah, absolutely. They're all dressed up in their Top Gun gear and their 80s gear, and I know, it's brilliant fun.
Yeah, no, and that's what it is. It's fun. I grew up in the 80s. I was well grown in the 80s, but it brings me back to days, you know, having real fun to all that sort of music, and to see it back there and just to see them on stage there. That's just a clip I played from U2, and it's, as they say, it's something that really brings a smile to your face.
Absolutely.
Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks for taking the time. I know you're very, very busy there.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
Once again, just tell our listeners where they can get all the information about the Fitzpatrick Castle Hotel in Killiney, and if they want to head along to the Bottomless Barbecue or to the Midsummer event.
Yeah, so you can get it on our website, so fitzpatrickcastle.com, or if you call 01230 5400, any of our team will be able to help you book.
Mark, thanks very much for having a chat with us this morning. All the best.
Thanks a million, appreciate it.
Take care. Bye bye.